Hello, everyone. Recording from a studio at the Anderson Career and Technology Center in Williamson, South Carolina, welcome to Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. My name is Ethan O'Rourke, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about a crazy food war between Thanksgiving and Christmas food, which one is better, and I'll also be listing some of the new video games coming out. As usual, don't forget to grab a snack and a drink, and I hope you enjoy this episode. It's time for the fact of the day. Did you know that Jingle Bells was the first song ever played in space? It's true. Just Google it. It's that time of year. Thanksgiving versus Christmas food. Which is better? In my opinion, I prefer Christmas and Thanksgiving. They're both great. Thanksgiving does have its perks though, such as dressing, good turkey, good ham, and really, you get to be around all your friends and family. You are supposed to do that on Christmas, but due to COVID, no one really wants to come to each other's houses and open presents. I understand that. But we do need to see each other over Christmas and Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we always come together and enjoy it, from the dinner table, or over the phone, or over video chat. But Christmas, you more or less have to get close to each other to really feel the love from someone after them opening a gift. That's just my personal opinion anyways. But anyways, my classmates, I went around asking a lot of people whether they preferred Christmas or Thanksgiving food, sorry. And I got a total of 12 tallies. And I got a total of, I got a total of 12 tallies for Thanksgiving and a total of 6 tallies for Christmas. Christmas was in the lead, but when I started to get deeper into the class, they really told me that they really enjoyed Thanksgiving. One of my friends even said that Christmas and Thanksgiving to him are technically the same, due to them having the same types of food. I mean, they're obviously different, but he just considers the food the same, so it's not a big difference. Now, Thanksgiving does have stuff like pumpkin spice, pecan pie, pumpkin spice lattes, you know, Starbucks and all these types of places have them. And Christmas has gingerbread men and candy canes, like a candy cane mint latte. Starbucks has those now. I think it's a mocha. I'm not totally sure. But yeah, Christmas and Thanksgiving are both good. At Thanksgiving, it has its good dressing, like I said before, dressing, ham, turkey, mac and cheese. And the real question is pecan pie more of a Thanksgiving or a Christmas food? I consider it's really a good mix of both, but I have to say it's more of a Thanksgiving food. But it all depends on how and when your family eats it. So it depends on when you cook it, really. Most people actually prefer hot pecan pie on colder seasons, so that's why you don't really see pecan pie being made in the summer, unless it's for some kind of festival or at a bake shop. A bakery or something, sorry. But yeah, anyways, so I tend to see why people choose Thanksgiving over Christmas, considering Thanksgiving, you can have mass quantities of food, and the day after, you just lie about and be lazy because you ate so much food. So you're actually very much enjoying what you ate. I would have to say this, though, my stomach's pretty bottomless because I tend to eat a lot, especially when I'm at my house, because, well, it's my house. I mean, where I'm there, shoot, I just eat a lot of food. But, I mean, obviously when I'm out, you know, I try to limit myself. But, you know, it's Thanksgiving. You're supposed to eat as much food as you want and be happy. Christmas is when you're taking a little slower. Oh, and Christmas actually does have one more that I forgot to mention. Eggnog. Eggnog is very good. It's very thick. It's very smooth and creamy. I actually like it. I mean, it might be a little too thick for some of you people, but I tend to really enjoy it. Alright, that was the first part of this first segment. Now it's on to the second part, which is listing the new video games coming out. There's now some great video games coming out in next year in 2022. The games that are coming out in February of 2022 for the PS4 and the PS5 are as listed. Life is Strange, the Remastered Collection, going to be released in February 1st. Dying Light 2, Stay Human, February 4th. Sifu, February 8th. Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires, February 15th. King of Fighters, February 17th. Horizon Forbidden West, February 18th, the day after. Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, Monarch, February 22nd. I forgot to mention Destiny 2, The Witch Queen is coming out February 2nd as well. Elden Ring, February 25th. And Evil Dead, the game, is meant to release a day in February 2022, but the specific day is not stated yet. Now, these games coming out in March are as listed. Gran Turismo 7, March 4th. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, March 18th. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, March 25th. And Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS5. It is going to be decided in March, and that has not been officially released yet. Now, the game's coming out August 2022. Saints Row coming out August 23rd. Now, the upcoming PS4 and PS5 games, their release date is still to be decided, but these games are just coming soon. Abandoned Q4 coming this year in 2021. That release date has yet to be decided. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora coming in 2022. Babylon's Fall, that is to be decided. Crimson Desert to be decided. Death First, Let It Die coming out 2022. Digimon Survive coming out in 2022 as well. Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes coming out in 2023. A new Final Fantasy that is to be decided. Forspoken Spring of 2022. Ghostwire Tokyo early of 2022. God of War Ragnarok that is to be decided. Goodbye Volcano High that is also to be decided. Gotham Knights 2022. Grid Legends 2022 also. Hogwarts Legacy 2022 as well. Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga Spring of 2022. Little Devil Inside to be decided. The Lord of the Rings Gollum 2022. Marvel's Midnight Suns the second half of 2022. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 2023. Marvel's Wolverine that is still to be decided. It looks like a great game though. Pragmata 2023, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time remake, that is also to be decided. Project Eve, also to be decided. Resident Evil Reverse 2022, Season, that is to be decided as well. 6 Days in Fallujah 2022, Star Ocean, The Divine Force 2022, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake, that is also to be decided. Stray to be decided. System Shock Remastered to be decided. Toshia to be decided. Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection, that is the early of next year in 2022. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 to be decided. Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt 2021, and We Are OFK 2022. And now the upcoming Nintendo Switch games. Yes, that is next. These are to release in this year this month of December. Dairoku Agents of Sakuratani, December 2nd. Big Brain Academy Brain vs. Brain, December 3rd. Danganronpa Decadence, December 3rd, Disney Magical World 2 Enchanted Edition, December 3rd, Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX, December 9th, and Eterna Noctis, December 15th. Now, this is for the Nintendo Switch games coming out in January of 2022, which is Pokemon Legends Arceus, January 28th. And that was all the video games soon to be out PS4, PS5, and Nintendo Switch-wise. All right, that was the first segment of this episode. Now onto the second segment, which is giving my opinion on fall and winter, the two coldest seasons of the year. I'm going to have to say that fall and winter are both my favorite seasons. I just don't like hot seasons. I like summer, it gets too hot, it gets too smoldering, and even if you get in a pool, you know, it's just not as fun as when you can go in the cold weather, like playing some leaves, just do fun activities in the weather, and especially in the colder weather is when you can drink a good cup of hot chocolate. That is the best, because when you drink hot chocolate in the summer and the spring, which I don't really get why some people would, it's just too hot and you get too sweaty and it just doesn't feel as relaxed as it would when it's like fall or winter. But now I'll have to say, like, winter, like where I live, snow was a little rare. It wasn't this rare as whenever I was a younger kid, but it was a lot of fun. So I always loved grabbing snowballs, throwing them at my family. You know, we all had big snowball fights. It was a lot of fun. It was just me and my mom having a great time. And I do thoroughly enjoy playing in the snow with my baby brothers. and my dad and many other people in my family. It's just a great time when families are able to come together and have a good time and just forget all their worries and their stresses and give the season of smiles, good warm feelings inside. That is the time of year when you could really enjoy the seasons, because the first part of any year is always the hotter seasons, and then it's at the end when it's the colder ones. I feel as if the colder seasons could be first in the year, like summer and spring could be at the very end, and at the beginning of the year it could be nice and cold. But now that might be too much to ask, considering that was how that is how these seasons are done. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and honestly, now that I say it out loud, that's not really a good idea. So I'd say probably leaving it as it is probably the best idea. You know, so when families can all come together to each other's houses, have a great big dinner, open presents Christmas morning, or go and in the fall and colder months, you can go rake up some leaves, play them, and have a grand time with one another. It's always been so fun every year eating a big Christmas dinner with my family. And then in the morning, we eat a good breakfast, and then we go and open presents. I always enjoy doing that with my mother, my little sister, and my grandparents that we live beside. We've lived beside them for a good while now. So since my little sister was just a few months old, and now we're here. You know, we still keep our same traditions, and I'm glad that I hope nothing is ever going to change. I will always want to enjoy Christmas with my family, because I thoroughly enjoy it. Like, it's just something that I never ever want to change. And I feel like if I change it, that won't be as good as it is now. Because I feel like when you have your family members by your side, you feel like as if nothing bad is going to happen. You have the support of the ones you love and the nice cold weather around you. And your family's like the warm blanket that you need to stay warm through the colder seasons. And the colder seasons is the break that we all need whenever our hard lives tend to beat down on us. So just to sum all of this up, which I always tend to do at the end of every segment of every episode, or as I've done in my first few episodes, is I'm going to sum this up as fall and winter are two of the best seasons in my opinion. Summer and spring have their advantages, yes, they have their perks, but I feel as if this is absolutely fantastic, and I wouldn't want to change it in any way possible. All right, that was episode 4 of Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Again, make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As usual, have a great rest of your day, and take care.